Blog Talk Radio.
This is Keeping It Real with Riley. I'm your hostess, Nandi Riley, here with my co-partner, Rob Riley.
Yeah, it's one of them days. It's one of them days. We're keeping it real with the Riley. Look out.
Look out. Coming your way.
Here we come.
Coming your way.
I'm still mad. She still ain't told me. So, we're going to get it out of her. But right now,
pick up her away.
We want to stop giving me orders. Right now, we want to say a little thanks. And give out a little love to our Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, the Father of all fathers, the dead of all dead. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you today to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And we say we love you.
We love you.
And we just thank you for your mercy and your grace. We just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
If it wasn't for your love and your grace, we don't know what to do.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus, for your love and mercy and grace.
And as I said last night, look at the things that's going on all around us at this day and time. All I can say is thank God for your grace and not you all.
Woo!
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, you sent your son down. You knew. Good. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Ooh.
You know,
amen.
God is good, and He has been so good. And sometimes we take for granted. Now, we act as if we don't know that God is our refuge, that He is our shield and our buckler. But you know what, baby? A lot of men don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
Really, that's why God got us here. That's why He got us here. So that we can help them to understand, you know, because throughout the whole Bible, you know, the Bible talks about God being our refuge in different circumstances, environment, our confidence. He is our everything. And so today, we're going to talk about God is my refuge.
Yes. Thank you.
And when we say God is my refuge, we're talking about Jesus.
Yes.
Because we can't get to God unless we go through Jesus.
Yes.
So that means Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. We're not taking out God.
Mm.
You can't take out God.
No.
But
it's a procedure.
It's a trifold union. And we're going to talk about that today. Psalms 46:1. It says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble.
Mm.
I added in the word time, but that's in trouble. But I took some quotes from a couple of places because I was, when I was looking this up, and I was, you know, talking, just going through, looking for scriptures on God being our my refuge. You know, he gave me that. And I said, well, Lord, I need, you know, I want to add some stuff to it. And right next to my book was another book, The Unlimited Power Within You by Richard Roberts, this awesome book. And I will do a quote from this book as well as from the 100 verses that every Christian should know. And on page 149, huh?
What you say?
On page 100 verses. 100 verses that every Christian should know.
It's 100 of
them? Yeah.
It's just a verse.
Just a verse. Just a verse.
Okay.
And on page 149, Bill Bright, he says that the sermon of your life in tough times ministers to people more powerfully than the most, my beloved, I find that to be very true. Because your life, the things that you do, that's your character. That speaks to people about who you are. You know, and before the people even get to know you on a personal basis, they know of you, know of your character, and that's how they judge you. Well, we say we're supposed to judge. Yeah, I know we judge. Come on, we're going to keep this real. We're keeping it real. If we didn't judge, then guess what? We wouldn't vote. We judge.
You
we
know,
judge.
Right there, repeat that. Say that again.
We judge.
So now I'm on about the character part.
You know, the character, the things that we do,
yeah,
before you even get to know us, you heard of us through somebody else or because someone said something. You don't really know us, but you know of our character. And that's what you judge us based upon. And that's what anything that you do, anybody you associate in the world.
But see, now young people just go to show that you don't do stuff just to be in the crowd.
Oh, no.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
You don't act out just because you want to be part of the group.
Don't do it.
If it's not you, don't go there.
Don't go there.
You know, because see, you can get a label put on you.
Oh, baby.
That will follow you.
Yes, yes.
You can't get rid of.
Yes, yes.
You know.
And young women.
Oh, Lord.
Men can live some stuff down. Women can't. Because see, a man is going to drop his pen in the middle of the street. He still will be Mr. Brown. You got to think you drop your pen. You everything but.
Talk of the town.
You know.
No good talk either. You know, so I learned that at a young age that, you know, you can go out there and pick Uncle Joe up out of that ditch out there, slap it drunk, take him home. But he get up, he still mister.
Yep.
He still mister.
And the girl become hubby, she become trifling, she becomes a whore, a slut.
Any other bad
thing
you can think of. You know. Yep.
Yep. And you know, people say, oh, they roll their eyes, roll their eyes, everything.
Whispering behind their back, talking about, it's a different standard out there now. It's definitely a different standard out there.
You know, so we just have to know that God has to be first. He is our refuge in all our different situations. And because God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, down to earth to die for us, for our sins, for your sins, for my sins, not just sin, because he was sinless.
Yes.
He left his home in glory to come down to this earth.
Yes.
That had become ugly. He didn't make it ugly. We made it ugly. So he left his home and came down to down here to this earth to die for us. And because of that, because he did that for us, that means that we can call on him at any time, 24/7. We can call on him and he is right there for us. God is our refuge.
God is never quit.
Psalms 9:9 says the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. That means it don't matter what you're going through. The enemy got his foot on your neck. It don't matter. You can cry out. God is your refuge. Psalms 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. How nice that would be. But that's who God is. He's our refuge.
Man.
Psalm 71:7 says, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. My strong refuge. God is good. He's our refuge. He is our refuge. He is, that is where we can go to find comfort, to be healed, to know that we are safe in his arms.
Thank you. Psalms, you like a little baby.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Yes.
Psalms 91:2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Do you trust in him? Do you trust him? Are you letting him lead God and direct you? He is our comfort. He is our everything. Richard Roberts, in this book, The Unlimited Power Within You, this book is so awesome. You know, in his introduction, he said, when Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Comforter, he made an infallible prediction about your life and mine. He predicted that we would be in need of comfort and there would be great stress in our lives. See, Jesus knew that. He knew it. And that's because Jesus is all-knowing. He knows everything. And because he knows everything, he sees way down the road. Hundreds of years. Thousands of years. He already made a way.
He already made a way. Like our pastor said, all you blessed is already lined up there for you.
Already lined up. What you going to do with it?
You know?
What you going to do with it?
That's right. Yes.
We're living in a day when people are almost overwhelmed with the stresses of life, their minds are flooded with questions. What can I do to protect my family? What does the future hold for me? But Jesus knew that you and I will face a day such as this, and that is why he sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to us. People, that's saying something. That is saying something. He knew. He knew what we needed before we needed it. Before we knew what we needed. He knew. And because of that, he did something about it. He didn't wait
to the problem came, we did something about before him. He is the problem solver. It says that not only was the Holy Spirit sent to be our comforter, but he was also power us. People, my beloved, to empower us. And Acts 1:8, Jesus declared, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you."
Yes.
Power to do what? What is that power for? So, it's to be his witness. Go out there and know who you are. But the power of the Holy Ghost is also given to enable us to do what God created us to do. And, you know, he is our comforter.
Yes.
I encourage you to read the book. You can get it online. You can get it as well.
What was it now?
The Unlimited Power Within You. Richard Roberts. I take some of his classes. And he has awesome classes. And he has awesome free classes at the university. And it's just, I'm always looking and studying, trying to learn more because I want more of the Holy Spirit. I'm greedy. I am outright greedy. I want more of Daddy. If I could have all his time where he probably couldn't sit down with nobody else, I probably would. That's why God is all doing in the new house. He would need to spread himself as he's able to do it, to be every place all at once. Just you're all his children. He is truly our comforter. Truly. John 14:16, it says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Think about that. Think about it. Abiding with you forever. You know, that means that we're never alone. We might feel alone, but we feel alone because we don't act upon the power that's within us. And when we walk in that disobedience, we shouldn't hear from God. John 14:26 says, "For the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Meaning that everything that's been taught in the Bible, that you know, you're not absorbing, he's going to bring it back to you.
Give you another chance.
He's going to bring it back to you. It's there in your spirit. You know how sometimes you done heard things, rather be your mother, your parents, your spouse, and it might not be clicked. And then all of a sudden one day you say, "Oh, I remember when." Because it's there. It is there. John 15:26 says, "But when the Comforter has come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me." Meaning that when the Comforter, when the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you, he testifies to Jesus. You can't help but want to love on Jesus. You can't help it. You can't help it. You can't help but be in love with Jesus. You can't help it. And John 16:7 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is a for you that I go away. For if I not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." So that Jesus had to leave us. He had to leave us when he sent us the Comforter to be here with us. And you know, when Jesus was on earth and he walked on earth, then he literally walked on earth. Sometimes we talk, our tongues are Prophetess Abigail and all, we were talking about the difference in time that we Minister Solomon and I was talking. And I was just thinking about the walking that Jesus did in those 3.5 years. The walk. You know, I can't imagine, you know, I can't even imagine walking from here to Spotville.
That Solomon got tired, didn't
he?
Hey. Yeah, you know, he got tired.
You know what? I can't imagine. What, you know, now, when I was younger, I used to walk. When I lived in Michigan, I remember I walked from where we lived at to downtown Detroit. You know, we was young. See, we had energy then. And, but that took a little day to go down there and come back. We were walking. And I'm just thinking about it. Walking and walking and teaching and ministering to people along the way. And you don't have
You don't have all these houses you're going by to, you just delta. You know, you're out in the desert. You just
walking.
You know. Yeah.
But that's how God, that's how awesome Jesus is. And I thank God for his awesomeness. He is awesome. And, you know that, just know that he is your comforter. He is your shield, your buckler. He is your refuge. In him, trust. Let your trust be in him. Not a man, because men will let you down. Mama and daddy will let you down. Husband and wife will let you down. Sister and brother will let you down. Friends and acquaintances will let you down. You know, idols that we make, that we say, even though we know we're not supposed to have, they will let you down. You know, look to the hills from which comes to you, which comes to your house, because all your house comes. God is good and he is good all the time. And I just can't say it enough because I know how good he's been to me. And I know he's been good to you. So we take things for granted. One of the things we take for granted is the ability to just wake up in the morning.
Right.
Take for granted the ability to have lights and gas and water and food.
Not going to wake up just to get up because, you know, a lot of people are waking up but they're not getting up.
Amen. I remember the time I went through that.
You know, a long time. It took me a while to get up. I had to sit on the side of the bed and sometimes I had to do about that. One.
The rock.
Hey, two.
To get out of the bed.
Three. Just stand up, you know.
What?
Is good.
It's good because I remember how many times my legs dropped. And I couldn't even get out the bed.
Yeah.
And I'm there by myself trying. God is good.
So, you know,
you don't never know where you're going.
You get on that phone at night and tell your friend, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. When you get up in the morning, you better thank God because you didn't have to see him.
You know.
You was blessed.
You was blessed.
You was blessed.
You was blessed. It is a blessing. And we invite you. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't have a personal relationship with him, then it's never too late to give yourself to Jesus.
Yeah.
Let Jesus be your Lord and Savior. You know, let him be your refuge. Let him be your comforter, you know, let him be the one who you look to.
Yes. Don't call your girlfriend.
Let him be your idol. Let him be. Let him be the one you look up to.
Yeah.
And if you are willing to confess with your mouth,
yes,
that Jesus is Lord, that you are willing to believe in your heart.
Amen.
If you are willing to accept him as your Lord.
Yes.
And me, then pray. Just pray with me. Father, I repent right now of all my sins. I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross for my sins.
Yes.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Savior.
Yes.
I believe that he rose again on the third day and is seated in heaven.
Amen.
I accept you now, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior of my life.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Welcome to this family. We love you. God loves you.
Yes, he does.
And you know what? There's nothing you can do about it.
Not one thing.
No. Pass the love on. Bless the one now. Tell somebody you love them. Tell somebody how important God is in your life. Don't beat them. Don't beat them with Jesus. Do not beat them with Jesus because it will chase them away. But plant a seed. Plant a seed. Tell them God is good. Tell them bless you. You know, tell them the Lord is your shepherd. Tell them that God is yet in the seed for them. Bless them. Plant a seed. But don't overwater it. Beat it into them. Because, you know, as Christians, sometimes we chase more people away from God. It was ever drawn.
Man.
Yeah. God,
I always remember that we are here to be a blessing.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance, bless. Be a blessing to someone.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Blessing. Because God bless you.
Yes. Yes.
He bless you. To be a blessing. So, and that's the best way you can show love is to be a blessing to someone.
You can be a blessing in many different ways. Don't really got to give them money. It don't have to be your time. You know, it could be a simple phone call.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
To a friend that's. Just to say that I'm thinking about you and I'm yet praying for you.
Ride to the store.
You know.
To the doctor's office.
There's so many ways to be a blessing.
Yeah. Some kind of hug.
And we're going to do a show.
Yes.
On just be a blessing. Because there's so many ways to be a blessing.
And as you be blessed. You keep getting blessed.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Keep getting blessed. Because you're doing what God put us here to do.
You know, and you can't be God. You can't be God given. Whether it's your time, whether it's finances, whether it's, well, you just can't be God. I don't need to tell you. You can't do it. I've tried it. You can't be God. Thank you.
Just jumping up and down, talking about I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I guarantee you can look around. He's showing you what he loves you to.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, and remember, he's our comfort.
Yes.
Our refuge. Our Alpha and our Omega. Yes. The beginning. He is our agent. There is none like him. And you know what? I wouldn't trade him.
Amen.
I wouldn't trade him.
Glory be to God.
I wouldn't trade him for anything in the world.
Yeah.
Until next time, be blessed.
Blessed.